Hello, my name is Josh Davis.
And I'm Reed Anderson.
And we're here today to talk about some of the reasons that hunting and fishing are important to the environment and the world we live in. So Reed, from your own experiences, why do you believe that fishing helps the environment as opposed to hurting it like some critics believe?
Well, from my experience, and basically every fisherman that I've met, they really care about the water and maintaining the health of the ecosystem that they use as sport. So what I do and what I've seen many other people do is pick up trash and line that you see discarded along the streams. It really helps protect the animals and the fish that are in that environment.
Now, do you think that if you and other fishermen didn't do this, that it would have a greater negative effect on the environment that people don't realize sometimes?
Absolutely. When trash and stuff that won't biodegrade gets in the waterways, it really affects how the fish in that environment can live.
Cool.
And another thing that I wanted to bring up is the fact of when you buy a fishing license, I know many people don't agree that you should have a license to fish, but the money that you pay for this license actually goes directly to conservation acts and the cleaning up of waterways, ponds, streams, and lakes.
And how expensive are the licenses? I know in here in PA it's around $27. You're from out of state in New Jersey, so how much do you
pay
there?
Yeah, it's a little more expensive for when you're out of state. I know this summer I was in North Carolina, so I had a Pennsylvania one, a North Carolina one, and a New Jersey one. And it does get a little expensive, but I still always pay them, always make sure that I'm properly licensed, just so because I know that the money's going to a good cause. Another thing to keep in mind when we're talking about how fishing impacts the environment is the fish populations and how fishermen keep fish populations in check and allow the numbers to stay in order so there's not a certain species that can overtake another one. And the same also goes for not taking too many fish. I know that when I go fly fishing a lot, if I'm catching trout, that there's usually a 4 fish per limit per day, which means you can only keep 4 fish. And once you have 4 fish that are out of the water that will not survive, you cannot cast anymore and that you are done for the day. So, Josh, I know that this also pertains to hunting and the way that they keep populations in check as well.
Yeah, it does. I mean, a lot of people either are for or against hunting. Some people don't believe that it's right to kill animals, but believe it or not, it does have a lot of good. I know especially I'm from a very rural area. It's a lot of farms, and a lot of farmers were actually approached, like me and my dad, because he hunts avidly as well, to actually go out on their land and try and either run off the deer population or, if it comes to it, eventually like kill some of the deer that are on there because they're mm-hmm. messing with their crop. And when it becomes an issue of that, it becomes an issue of the farmer, you know, having his business and his way of life and his income threatened by this animal. But I mean, a lot of it too is hunting, people that hunt for sport, all the people that I know and the hunting community and stuff, a lot of it is hunting for sport, which they don't waste any of the animal. It's not like, you know, I'm just going to shoot it and then I'll be done with it. You know, a lot of it will take parts, whether it be the antlers, the hides and stuff, and make like furniture or stuff like that. Like I know my one buddy has a deer antler lamp, but a lot of people do use it for the meat, especially down my way. I've had it a lot and I thoroughly enjoy the taste of it, which I mean, if you kill, you know, a decent sized deer, you'll have enough meat to last you a while, which is good because I mean, it saves money and time and effort, you know, going to the store and get me, and it's also fresh. So, I mean, I think it's definitely one of the things that people like about it. But, yeah, again, like I said, whether it's hunting or fishing in any aspect, a lot of it helps with population control because you don't want one species to overrun a environment, excuse me. Because once that happens, then it just, you know, throws off everything and it becomes so out of whack that certain species eventually die off. And that's what we come to the reason of extinction. I mean, the one thing that I do have a problem with though is people who illegally hunt and people who poach. Like if you're going to hunt, mm-hmm. buy the proper license, like you said, so that way the state gets some of the money to be able to fund conservation efforts, you know, effectively control the population in the correct way. I mean, And then if you poach, it doesn't really allow scientists to, because when you kill a deer, you got to tag it so that deer is accounted for. So that way they know the population is getting too low. When people start poaching an animal for whatever reason, it eventually decimates the animal's population so much until that animal is extinct and we don't even know it. So definitely some food for thought to think about.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I wouldn't even consider people who poach and hunt or fish illegally to be real sportsmen, because real sportsmen care about the environment and are actually environmentalists in their own. So
I completely agree. But that's all the time we have for today. So thank you, folks, for tuning in. And we hope that you enjoyed our podcast.
Thank you.